In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We can have all of our children come forward at this time. It's the fourth Sunday, so we have our children's sermon. Here they come. Keep them coming. There you go. There's good. So I've got a question for you guys. Did you know that Jesus talks about you in the Bible? Jesus talks about all of you in the Bible. That's pretty awesome, isn't it? Not just that, he basically tells his disciples, those guys that followed him around the whole way, that ended up becoming the apostles and forming the church, he pretty much tells them that they should be more like all of you. Is that pretty incredible? He tells his disciples that they should be more like you. And I can prove it. So today we have the story of Doubting Thomas. Have you guys heard of that sort of phrase before, Doubting Thomas? You just read it, and you just had it read to you, and we actually just sang a song about it. So we have Thomas. He's one of the 12, but he's not there. The disciples are in the upper room. They got the doors locked. They're hiding from the Jews. They're afraid because Jesus has just been crucified, and now there are these crazy rumors that he has risen from the dead. They're not quite sure about any of this, and they're very scared. So what does Jesus do? The door's locked, and he just appears. He just walks in. We don't really know how. Does he walk through the door? Does he, teleport through the door? I don't know. But that's something that he can do in his resurrected body. It is unlike our physical bodies in certain ways, yet it is still a physical body, as he was resurrected bodily. It just has different qualities that we don't understand. So 10 of them are there, and Thomas is not, and they're amazed, and they believe that Jesus is there, and he says, peace be with you, and breathes the Holy Spirit on them. And so, Thomas isn't there. You'd be pretty bummed, right? You're like, what? And so they tell him. They say, we've seen Jesus. He is risen. And what does Thomas say? No, I'm not buying it. I'm not going to believe that until I see him myself. I'm not going to believe that until I put my hands, my fingers in his hands, and my hand in his side from the nails of the crucifixion and from the spear. Thomas said, I'm not going to believe until I do that, until I see him myself. I don't know. And so what does Jesus do? Well, he comes back. He comes back at a time when Thomas is there, and Thomas sees him, and he doesn't even have to put his fingers in his hands or his hand into his side. He just falls down and says, my Lord and my God. He believes. Thomas sees Jesus, and he believes. Why wouldn't Thomas believe a story that his friends have told him? Because he needs to see it to believe it, but why wouldn't he believe? These are his friends. These are the guys that have been with him for years, walking with Jesus. Because Jesus died, right? I mean, that's really, they don't believe the story because it's an unbelievable story. It's just nothing like it has ever happened, right? People don't rise from the grave. And so Jesus says, you guys, you believe because you've seen me. Then he says, blessed are those who have not seen yet still have come to believe. So, do you believe in Jesus? Have you physically seen him? Has he walked into a room that was closed while you were just hanging out and he said, hey, what's up? He hasn't. So you believe in Jesus and you haven't seen him. So guess what? Jesus is talking about you. Blessed are those who have not seen yet still believe. He has called you blessed because you have not seen yet you still believe. Jesus reaches forward into the future knowing all of these people who have come to belief in him without seeing, and he calls us all blessed. I mean, and just think about it. The disciples, the guys who saw him originally, they didn't believe when the women who saw him at the tomb said they had seen him. And then Thomas didn't believe the other disciples when they said that they had seen him. So we have this sort of, you know, we have these guys who just wouldn't believe. They wouldn't believe because they hadn't seen. And they were told by people they knew, people they trusted, but they still didn't believe. So here's the thing. How do we know about Jesus? We know about Jesus because people we know and people we trust and people we love and people who we know love us have told us about him. We have been told about Jesus Christ and we believe. And so this is the continuation. This is how the gospel grows and spreads. We love people, we trust people, and we tell them about Jesus. And we hope they tell us about Jesus if we don't. And so this is going to continue. Today, Henry, little Henry here, is going to be baptized. And his parents and his godparents are going to continue that tradition of telling people about Jesus so they can come to believe. They're going to stand up here and profess their faith in that which they have not seen and promise to pass that truth, to pass the truth of Jesus Christ on to Henry. And so it will continue. So the gospel will grow and the kingdom of God will grow in this world. And so that is a reason for us to rejoice. Just following this, we're going to make those promises, and Henry will be baptized with water in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and he will be added to the body of Christ. And we will rejoice at the newest member of the body of Christ. We will rejoice that Jesus Christ has called all of us blessed because we have not seen, and yet we believe. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. All right.